Anyone who thinks teenagers are only interested in shiny new technology has never met Zia Martinez.
I was called the Acequia Whisper because I was like, me and Anton.
Martinez is 18, a recent high school graduate, and this is her third summer at Cornelio Candelaria Organics. We're sitting in the shade of a huge cottonwood, and she holds a sleeping orange tabby kitten in her lap as she describes how to siphon water from the ditch to irrigate a field of corn.
So it flows out, and that's, yeah, it takes quite a few tries.
So the education that they're getting is extensive. It includes the use and the care for the acequia system, which has been in New Mexico for 500 years.
73-year-old Lorenzo Candelaria is the farmer here. His family has been working this land in the Atrisco Valley for seven generations. Martinez says she felt at home here right away.
Lorenzo is a very, like, every time I say goodbye, he says, "You're beautiful for who you are." And he never, like, says anything physical about me. It's never like, "Oh, I really like your face or your eyes or your hair." It's always like, "You radiate positivity," or "You radiate kindness." And it's like that kind of stuff that really pumps you up and makes you confident in the internal part of you and not the cover.
As he works with interns, Candelaria makes a big effort to pass on his culture and language, partly because he knows what it feels like to have it taken away. He says he was in the fourth grade when his teacher backhanded him in the classroom for speaking Spanish.
The humiliation was horrific. And so when my son was born, I chose not to teach him Spanish so that he wouldn't be humiliated the way I was. And to this very day, he admonishes me for not having taught him.
That language gap between generations, it's something Candelaria and Martinez have in common. Martinez says her father faced discrimination as a kid for being Hispanic and Native American. She says he became ashamed of speaking Spanish, stopped using it, and never taught her.
And it really does take a toll. Like, I don't have a very sound relationship with my father just because of his experiences as a Hispanic. That, like, you can really see what oppression does to somebody and what all of that kind of negative energy around what you could have been can do to somebody.
Martinez sees that negativity in her generation as well. There's pressure to talk and look and act a specific way. And if you reject those social norms, she says there can be serious consequences.
Some people, or some of my friends, not naming names, they had to leave their families because they didn't support who they wanted to be.
The farm is different. Martinez says Candelaria never talks down to her or tells her how to be. Neither does his longtime assistant, Travis McKenzie.
I think it's a lot more powerful to listen than it is for me to, like, talk to him. And I'm always reiterating, you know, if there's ever anything you guys need to talk about, I'm here. You know, sometimes life comes up pretty strong and fierce. But if we can support each other in that struggle and have a good time and laugh and, you know, help each other out, I think that's really what it's all about.
After working with youth for years, McKenzie's found he doesn't buy into a type of mentorship that's top-down.
It seems like it's different. It's, like, so reciprocal, you know, that, like, your mentees end up mentoring you, and you guys, in essence, mentor each other.
All of this is going to be planted.
With?
Oh, whatever strikes our fancy.
I want to do carrots. Shishito peppers? Ooh.
At this point, Martinez has learned enough about operating farm equipment to know she wants to go get her welding certificate. She says she'll use that to travel, see the world, and then she'll come back. She wants to build a piece of farm equipment she says Candelaria could really use.
Just create a mobile trellis so you just have two people pick it up, you move it, you till, and then you put it back down, and then you have, like, a really good support system for tomatoes and, like, beans and stuff.
At the farm, Candelaria has created something he didn't have as a kid, a place to learn and experiment and grow where exactly who you are is enough. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.